Let's get down to business, taking a look at Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average down 3 to finish at 26,210. S&P 500 up 6 at 2,839. That's a record high close. NASDAQ Composite up 52 at a record 7,460. Russell 2000 small and mid caps up 5 at a record 1,610. Yield on the 10-year Treasury note down 4 basis points at 2.62%. Oil up 97 cents at $64.54 per barrel. Gold up $7.80 at $13.41.90. Well, clearly the NASDAQ Composite led the major indices, and Netflix was a leader on the NASDAQ after the close yesterday. Netflix reported earnings and strong subscriber growth. Now, Netflix is one of the 20 largest components of the NASDAQ with a 0.7% weighting. Netflix shares shot up to all-time highs after last evening's fourth quarter results. The video streaming company added 8.3 million new subscribers worldwide in the fourth quarter, despite a hike in subscriber fees. Stock earned a slew of new price target increases from Wall Street analysts today. A federal court ruled against Johnson & Johnson in the company's patent for the blockbuster arthritis drug Remicade. Johnson & Johnson also took a $13.6 billion charge related to the new U.S. tax law, plans to bring back billions of dollars from overseas immediately. The news overshadowed J&J's fourth quarter results, which beat views. Procter & Gamble topped sales and profit expectations, but there were concerns about the company's margins. Johnson & Johnson dropped 4%, P&G down 3%. United Continental, the parent of United Airlines, posted earnings after the closing bell that outpaced analyst estimates, but they were more than 20% lower than last year's. For the quarter, the company said it earned $1.40 per share on an adjusted basis. Wall Street analysts were looking for $1.34 per share. Kimberly-Clark plans to cut up to 5,500 jobs. That's about 13% of its workforce. And they'll get rid of 10 manufacturing plants, releasing a restructuring plan along with its year-end results that showed net sales rose to $18.3 billion. That's up slightly from last year. Walt Disney Company said it will give employees a one-time cash bonus of $1,000, joining a growing list of companies handing out awards in the wake of federal tax reform. Late yesterday, the House signed off on a continuing resolution to fund the federal government for 2.5 more weeks. Then we get to go through this whole mess again. An NBC News SurveyMonkey poll shows 39% of respondents blame Democrats most. 38% think Trump bears the most responsibility. Only 18% of those surveyed blame Republican lawmakers most. Treasury debt yields slid. That was in line with declines in Japanese government bond yields after the Bank of Japan kept interest rate targets unchanged and its top official quashed speculation of a move away from an easy monetary policy. Data shows Eurozone consumer confidence jumped much more than expected in January, underlining the strong momentum in the Eurozone economy. That pushed the dollar index to a 3-year low. Some 82% of money generated last year went to the richest 1% of the global population, while the poorest half saw no increase at all. That according to the most recent Oxfam annual survey. Oxfam says the 42 richest people in the world now hold as much wealth as the poorest half of the global population. It blamed tax evasion, corporations' influence on policy, erosion of workers' rights, and cost-cutting for the widening gap. Over 12 months, the 2,043 billionaires across the globe increased their wealth by $762 billion, which Oxfam calculates is enough to end extreme poverty 7 times over. And 9 out of 10 billionaires are men. Oxfam's report coincides with the start of the World Economic Forum in Davos, a Swiss ski resort. The annual conference attracts many of the world's top political and business leaders. Inequality typically features high on the agenda, but the tough talk tends to fade away faster than a corporate jet. Trump is due to speak on Friday at the World Economic Forum in Davos. Today, the Trump administration announced new trade barriers aimed at protecting domestic makers of solar panels and washing machines from a recent surge of cheap imports. Specifically, the administration said it would impose tariffs on washing machines at a rate of up to 50%, with the rates phasing out over the next few years. The tariffs would be combined with quotas. Tariffs on solar modules would be as high as 30% and be phased out over time. The 30% tariff on solar panels is among the first unilateral trade restrictions imposed by the administration as part of a broader protectionist agenda intended to help U.S. businesses struggling to compete with companies producing lower-priced goods overseas. Trump's move helps U.S. solar panel manufacturers, such as First Solar, Tesla, Suniva, and Solar World. But manufacturing only makes up about 14% of jobs in the U.S. solar industry, and it is increasingly becoming more automated. The solar industry countered that the move will raise the cost of installing panels, quash billions of dollars of investment, and kill tens of thousands of jobs, raising questions about whether Trump's move will backfire by triggering mass layoffs. Senator John McCain of Arizona said in a Twitter post that the tariffs amount to nothing more than a tax on consumers. The tariffs are primarily aimed at China and South Korea, and the two countries could take their complaints to the World Trade Organization, the WTO, which arbitrates international trade disputes. If the WTO sided with those countries, the U.S. would be under considerable pressure to back down. If it did not, there would be two major sets of consequences. For one, the World Trade Organization could greenlight other countries setting similar trade limits. More broadly, it would raise the question of whether the U.S. accepts the organization's decisions. China and South Korea have leverage of their own. They're big importers of American-made machinery and agricultural products, and China in particular has long been a big buyer of soybeans and other crops, potentially bad news for American farmers. A trade fight would, however, be painful. Both China and South Korea export a lot more to the U.S. than they import, meaning higher tariffs could hit their economies harder. Trump set to speak to world leaders gathered this week at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, where he could drop hints of whether the U.S. has more trade barriers to announce. Specifically, we'll look for word on steel and aluminum imports, and also possible action against China regarding intellectual property. The TPP, or Trans-Pacific Partnership, trade deal has been finalized. Negotiators from 11 Pacific Rim nations came to agreement on the final sticking points, and the details are being finalized with a formal signing agreement scheduled for March 8th in China. The United States pulled out of that deal last year. A pair of exchange-traded notes debuted today, offering triple-leveraged exposure to large-cap technical and internet names, a group that drove a hefty percentage of the overall market gain in 2017, albeit with heavy volatility. The BMO REX Microsectors FANG Plus Index 3x Leverage ETN tracks an index of 10 stocks, returning 300% of the index's daily move. What this means is that on a day when the index rises 1%, the ETN is designed to rise 3%. Another fund, the BMO REX Microsectors FANG Plus Index Negative 3X Inverse Leveraged ETN, is an inverse leveraged note on the same theme. Triple leveraged ETNs are for folks who think roller coasters are boring. Apple has jumped into the voice speaker wars with the HomePod smart speaker device that will use its Siri voice assistant and compete against offerings from Amazon and Google. Apple's HomePod just missed the holiday shopping season. Oops. Amazon and Google cut prices on their entry-level speakers over the holiday season in an aggressive push for market share. But if you're still in the market for a home speaker, Apple will still take your $349. Please and thank you. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down just slightly at 26,210. S&P 500 up 6 at a record 2,839, NASDAQ up 52 at a record 7,460, and the Russell 2000 up 5 at a record 1,610. As always, we invite you to follow along at moneyradio.com for live streaming and archived audio, and the daily blog, eatthebankers.com. I'm going to take a quick moment to help you plan out your next two weekends. First of all, this weekend, Saturday, January 27th, it's Financial Fest, the 25th edition of Financial Fest, taking place in Scottsdale, Scottsdale Road in Chaparral, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. I'll be on the main stage at 2 p.m., so be sure and join us for that. It's all free. Just attend, show up to Financial Fest, Embassy Suites, Scottsdale Resort, northeast corner of Scottsdale Road and Chaparral. That's this Saturday. More info at financialfest.com. The following Saturday, or anytime next week between February 1st and 4th, you know what's going on here. It's the Waste Management Phoenix Open at the TPC of Scottsdale. And I've got a couple of tickets for you. Yeah, you got to earn it, though. Be the third caller to answer this question. Waste Management, traded on the New York Stock Exchange. What is the stock ticker symbol for Waste Management? Be the third caller at 602-324-1510. That's 602-324-1510. Call in right now. Be the third caller to correctly tell us the stock ticker symbol for Waste Management, and you get the two tickets to any day at the 2018 Waste Management Phoenix Open. Call right now, 602-324-1510, 602-324-1510. There you go. We got your next two weekends covered. Saturday, January 27th, Financial Fest in Scottsdale. And then the following week, head on out to the Phoenix Open. I always told you, it pays to listen to the Financial Review.